This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Cleaner cars are continuing to become more popular in the state. That's according to data from the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Of the roughly 160,000 cars sold, more than 17,000 were hybrids and 11,000 were fully electric. The top seller was the Tesla Model Y. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations this week remain well below earlier surges. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The number inched up to 183. It's been below 200 since late August. 13% of Coloradans are now boosted with the vaccine targeting the Omicron variant, including 29% of those older than 65, the most vulnerable group. Deidre Johnson is CEO of the Center for African American Health, which offered free vaccines at a senior health fair.
One of the things we focus on is making sure there's always access. So that's why we continue to do the reminder that, you know, winter's coming. Not only get your booster, but we've got flu shots available.
Doctors urge people get both because they expect a tough winter for respiratory illness. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new touring exhibition detailing the space race in the 1960s has landed at Denver's Museum of Nature and Science. CPR's Eden Lane has the details.
The new touring exhibit titled Apollo, When We Went to the Moon, reaches back to the events that led to the 1969 moon landing. Over 100 objects from the archives of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center are on display, including a model of the lunar rover that patrons can actually climb on. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Apollo, When We Went to the Moon, runs at Denver Museum of Nature and Science through January 22nd next year. This is CPR News and KRCC.